When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's 107.3 Kiss FM, Ricky Smiley Mornings, number one for R&B. Kanga Samedia, Mel's on the MIC with a very special guest joining me on the phone line. You'd have seen this young lady on your TVs and in your movie screens, and she has been doing this since a very, very young age. Now she's grown, and you can see her in the hit TV series, Tyler Perry's All the Queen's Men on BET+. An outrageous show in itself. She plays Renee on the show. I got Hart Hayes on the phone line with me. Hello, Hart. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. We're going to get into All the Queen's Men in a Matter of Minutes, plus the new show that you're on Paramount Plus, Criminal Minds. We'll get into that in a matter of minutes. But first, we got to talk about your background, because you basically grew up Hollywood. You grew up right there in the L.A. area and grew up with so many stars around you. Tell the folks about how you came up as far as an actor and as a child singer and as a dancer and all that other good stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I've been doing this my whole life. My mom, she's the one that got me involved, and she had some advice from her friends and family members, to get me started in the industry. I started out doing commercials and print work, and I actually started late because I was so shy. My first manager, she pulled my picture out the trash can when I was like 5-6 years old. The agent she was working at threw my picture away because I was too shy.
Damn, that's cold. Child picture away in the trash can. Boy, they cold out there. I didn't know they was that cold out there.
They are. You got to have tough skin out here. But she pulled it out and was like, no, I'm calling this little girl. And she took me to every agent after that. So, you know, shout out to Madeline for being there and seeing something in me. I was training. I went to Amazing Grace Conservatory. The owner is Wendy Raquel Robinson. It's her conservatory for kids to learn performing arts, learn theater. And that's where I got a lot of my training and kind of broke out of some of my shyness as a kid, working with some of the greats in the film industry and the music and performing live on stage, doing all that. And I stuck to it. I love, like, even though I was shy, I love being in front of camera. I love being on set. I thought it was so fun being on the back lot. And then I discovered I love the stage and started dancing and performing more and doing all those things.
Yeah, I was gonna get into your dancing thing because, you know, I've seen that you actually are a choreographer. That's one of the questions I wanted to ask about that for my listeners who maybe want to break into that field in that area of dance. Now you of course were trained as a dancer. So how do you advance from dancing to becoming the person that runs the show and become the choreographer for like certain things? Cause you've done the Latin Grammys and other big shows as well. How do you move from dancer being in the background, just being a dancer, to being the leader of everything?
Everybody's journey is different. A lot of choreographers, a lot of us did start as dancers, and you know, a lot of us, you know, always wanted to create their own visions and really push for that and really, like, start pitching themselves more as a choreographer. Mm-hmm. I, on the other hand, I love being a student. I love learning new dances. And the way I got into it was, I think, just people see my work ethic and trusting me and kind of, you know, stepping in as a choreographer, as an assistant choreographer. Like, that's how it happened in the Latin Grammys. I was hired as a dancer, and with our section, because we were doing a very specific type of style, and the choreographer was like, look, can you step up and, you know, kind of, you know, take over on this section that you're in, because I don't know this style, but you know it. So here, you know, so sometimes it's, that's how it happens. Even I have a film I just did that I was hired as an actor in the cast, and playing a choreographer in the movie. But then the director was like, well, you know what? We need a choreographer for the whole film. So you dance, you choreograph. Like, can you do both? Can you act and choreograph the film? Oh. Sure.
Of course. Yeah, sure. Of course. is there more money involved?
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I would love to be on both sides of the camera and, you know, have that experience. And so sometimes it could be like that. And I think if you just show your work and show what you're capable of, sometimes these opportunities will start coming to you.
Right, right. Right place, right time, and just be available and ready. I guess that's the right word, right? Just be ready when if they call on you.
Yeah, be ready and always. I'm really big on work ethic. You know, always show up your best.
No doubt.
That's literally, yeah.
I feel you. No doubt. I got Hart Hayes on the phone line with me. She is not only an actress, she's also a dancer. She's also a model. She's done it all. And she's also in the new BET series, All the Queen's Men, on BET Plus right now, where you play Renee. And can I ask you a question? I mean, I know that show is absolutely outrageous. how many times have you had to say, oh, Tyler tripping, when you get a script from him? For this series, how many times have you said, oh, he wilding?
Zero times, because I had no time to judge the character, the script, or nothing. I had to come through and work, you know. So it's like, okay, read the script. Okay, this is what we're doing. Let's go.
Okay. I was just wondering. I know you won't talk bad about your boss. I'm just saying. But it's like, you know how the reaction has been crazy on social media about this show, right?
I you know what? I've learned that there are a lot of fans of this show. I did not realize that the fan base, not only of All the Queen's Men, but of Tyler Perry shows, it's huge. It's like Marvel. It's like, I literally would put it up against Marvel fans.
You know what? You're the first person to ever make that analogy, and I'm going to have to agree with you on that. we're gonna have the Tyler Perry cons here soon. We're going to have one of those.
They should have a Tyler Perry con. Oh, my gosh, that would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
And plus, people will show up.
And plus, you keep you working, you know what I'm saying? It'll keep y'all working around the clock as far as with All the Queen's Men. You play Renee in the show. If folks haven't seen the show yet, give folks a description of your character, Renee, on the show.
Ooh, okay. So I'm coming in on season 4. I don't want to give, there's so much to this character that I don't want to boil anything, because it's going to be a ride that you guys have to watch it and see what happens, because let's just say I don't think anyone's going to be able to predict her.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't want to spill too much. Just make sure you be on the lookout for on All the Queen's Men on BET Plus. That's out streaming right now, if I'm not mistaken. And also, you're going to be in the upcoming Paramount Plus streaming series, Criminal Minds. Tell the folks about your character on that show.
Yeah, so Criminal Minds, I am in the season premiere episode of season 17. I play Gwen. It's out. It's streaming. I play a victim, and it's bloody. So be proceed with caution. I must warn you. It's a good. It's 17 seasons of Criminal Minds is like, that's amazing. So just to be a part of that franchise alone was really great. It was another experience shooting it that I never had before. So I hope everybody enjoys it. It's streaming right now. You can check it out on Paramount Plus.
No doubt. Go check that out on Paramount Plus. Also, All the Queen's Men on BET Plus, on all over all the streaming services. And once again, Hart Hayes on the phone line with me. What you got coming up next? What you working on now? I know you said you had a dance movie that you were going to be choreographing. Is that coming out soon? Is that done, or are you still working on that?
So we're wrapped on that movie. It's called Starstruck. It's by director and writer Jamal Hill. It's a very amazing story about young group of boys coming up in the music industry, being, you know, thrown together as a boy band. And I play India, the choreographer, and I also choreographed the movie. So it was a fun experience. We don't have an air date for that yet, or a premiere date. They're still in post-production, I believe. I heard, well, the last I heard of it. But great story. I can't wait for everyone to see it.
Lookout. Be on the lookout for Starstruck. Be on the lookout for Heart Haze and all these big TV shows and movies that she's in. And if folks want to follow you on social media, how can they do that, Heart?
Yes, you can follow me at The Heart Haze. That's where I am. You can also follow my last line at Bolly Eyes. That's BOLLYEYES, and get you some lashes, ladies.
Oh! You got the lashes popping, the lash business going.
Yes. I did come up with that. You know, while we were all in lockdown.
Okay. tell the folks about that and how you came up with this idea for your business.
We were all trying to pivot. Entertainment was right. Definitely one of the last industries to come back alive, and I had already used to do lashes. Like, I had clients, you know, years ago and stuff, and I thought about it. I'm like, I'm wearing lashes all the time on stage, in photo shoots, all that. So I was like, I'm going to create a brand that I could be a face of, instead of, you know, waiting around for, you know, someone else to make me the face of their brand. And I got inspired from my Indian side and from Bollywood dance, really how I came up with Bolly Eyes, because the eyes is a very important part when it comes to Bollywood movies and Bollywood dancing. So I was like, I'm connecting something here. I feel like this will be something nice to have out there.
No doubt. So tell the folks again, BollyEyes.com is the website.
Yes. That's the website, and BollyEyes on Instagram. You can follow us there.
Go support that, y'all. Go support Heart Haze. She's got all these TV shows, these movies, and also a business, her own business, where you get them lashes popping. You ain't got them super thick car door, lashes like that. Y'all got those? These girls be wearing? You know,
no,
they're ridiculous.
No.
You know how ridiculous they're getting.
I'm very specific on, you know, what looks good to me, and then also to every woman, not just one woman. You know, I feel like there's women that like something that's a little more subtle, and then there is, you know, styles that are more dramatic for stage, are the ones that are bold and beautiful and love walking around in their boldness. So there's
boldness.
Something for every lady.
Boldness. Yes. No, it's ridiculousness. Some of it is ridiculousness. Let's be real here. She's being diplomatic.
Mine are ridiculous. Mine look good regardless how big they are. Trust me. I know what you're talking about.
Look, she just ain't going to say it.
The lady's right. Don't worry.
She just won't say it. She say boldness. Nice words like that. Ridiculousness. That's the word I'm going to use. Ridiculous. Now, let me stop. Go check out BollyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Heart. I really do appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing everything you got coming up in the near future, and best of luck to everything you got coming up here in the near future with all your business endeavors and everything else.
Thank you so much for having me.
No doubt. Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.